Welcome back, JK.
Yep.
Thanks again for spending time with me to teach me UFOlogy 101. Let's talk today about greys, reptoids, palladians, any of the beasties that are out there.
Oh, I hear one in the background.
Do you? That's just dog Elvis. Shake.
No.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I heard him shake.
Yeah, that's my dog Elvis. But he's not a grey. He's very cute. So, different types of creatures. Greys, out of space. Talk to me about the different kinds of greys that we've got. There's different categories, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
You have type A, B, and C.
Uh-huh.
Type A are the most commonly reported, around 4 feet tall. They seem to, by most accounts, to be the working class, the ones that do all the work, abductions, whatever. You have the type B, the tall grays. They usually are reported to have large noses, sometimes a little bit of hair on the top of their heads. And you have the type C, the Orion grays, as some call them. They're about the same size as type A, but they're a little stockier.
What about type Ds that are growing out of my head right now?
Well, I think you're a whistleblower on that.
Yes. So type B has some hair on it, so is that suggesting that they were once a hairy creature, like humans?
It could, and it falls in line with reports that they were once a very different race than they are now, and through genetic engineering they have managed to pretty much clone themselves and engineer themselves into redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason that they are here. And again, this is all, there's no evidence to back any of this up that I can prove,
mm-hmm.
or anyone can prove. This is all just based on multiple reports throughout
the that they told people that that's what's happened? Is that where the reports are coming from?
From that, and also from reported government documents and whistleblowers. Some may or may not be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that there's enough evidence in favor of the greys and in favor of the multiple types that it is something definitely that seems to be much more possible than not.
Uh-huh. Are they the ones that, because they clone themselves out of existence, is there a theory that they are here to try and breed with us to perpetuate their species? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in a way, a genetic engineer, correct, yes. To use hybrids, human-alien hybrids.
Okay. That stay with them?
DNA manipulation, yes.
That stay with them? Obviously not here with us.
Yeah, no, you know, that's unknown. Apparently some do, and apparently, according to rumors, some are actually here, and you just don't know it. You know, that's just unknown. I really wouldn't want to comment on that at this point.
Okay. What was the type C again? What was that gray?
Also known as the Orion grays.
Yeah. Why are they called that? Because they're from the Orion system?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're reportedly also much stockier and much more aggressive than the others.
And are they other greys, or are they all buddies?
Well, reportedly that also is, there's some factions that are in dispute with each other, but the majority are actually working together. And another interesting note about the Orion greys is that reportedly they have a smell like sulfur or burnt matches.
Uh-huh.
And abductees report this smell. And this smell is also reported on some UFO encounters. Like,
so a bit like spending time with Schrodinger's dog after he's eaten his atomic wings for dinner.
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay. All right. So greys are part of a let's try not die kind of thing. Let's breed with humans. Let's keep our species growing.
They're trying to save the species.
Okay. All right. So have they got a home world?
Hey, excuse me?
Have they got a home world?
Did you say that last thing?
Have they got a home world? Like an actual planet that's still existing, or are they...
Okay. Yes, apparently they do. Apparently there's many, their original home world.
Mm-hmm.
and many others. The most, from what we know, from what is reported, it's pretty much been narrowed down to two worlds. One of them would be the Zeta Reticuli system, and the other would be in the Orion system.
And they're not really grey. Is that true? They're different.
Yeah, according to reports, when they're actually in their natural environment, they are more of a brownish green, pinkish type color.
You mean their home world? That they turn that color? When you say natural environment, do you mean the humans invade to their home world to see that, or they've been told that?
No, reportedly the only reason they're gray is when they are lacking their nutrients. Apparently, they feed similar to a sponge. They absorb the nutrients placed on their skin. Yeah, that sounds kind of disgusting, but that's apparently how it goes.
No more disgusting than ingesting through the mouth. Biological machines, they're all quite gross, really. And greys are, you know, do they have a particular kind of craft that they're usually seen in? You know, before you mentioned there was this, the Hills abduction. Was that meant to be by greys?
Well, I mean, that's what it appears to be.
And the other one, the Walton one, is cylindrical craft. Was that grey as well?
You know, with that case, as there is two different species in there, like I said, there is the grey-like beings and then the Pleiadian-like beings. I don't know whose craft that was, if there was even indeed craft.
So there's no particular craft that is representative of that?
You know, I've actually been trying to come up with something to narrow this down, and right now there's just too much, way too much speculation to even go into that. But yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's kind of like theoretical physics here. It's a theory built upon another theory.
Well, we don't know what time or dimension or whatever they've come from, so it's not likely they've all come from one point in time or history. So it would. It makes sense they do have different crafts, if indeed they do exist. Okay, so we're not really friends with them, but we are friends with them. They're not particularly here to kill us off. They're here just with their own agenda.
Apparently.
Okay. Reptilians?
Highly speculative.
I hear reptilian and I start to twitch.
Flies
I'm okay with, but reptilians, I'm not good with reptilians.
Well, the shape-shifting thing is just complete crap, in my opinion. And I think that if there was any shred of truth to those, that it's been completely shredded by all the people out trying to make money off of them.
And that would be David Icke, is that his name?
David Icke's one, also...
He's the guy with the MacGyver hair.
Yeah, David Icke and...
The feathering.
Who's the other one? There's another major one. It doesn't matter, but yeah, they're all full of crap, in my opinion. So.
Okay. And are they meant to be from another planet, or are they meant to be from Earth, inside the Earth?
Well, there's actually...
Who knows?
there's actually like three different postulates, if you will, on that one. One would be from the Earth, interterrestrials. One would be interdimensionals, and one would be extraterrestrials. So, you know, like I said, it's all highly speculative. So. Yeah.
And their purpose is observing.
Supposedly evil.
Satanic, serpent-like.
Yeah, supposedly trying to just take over, pretty much.
Which it is interesting. The poor snake, the poor serpents had a lot of copped a lot of flack throughout history as being the bad guy. And I could see why people would make up a creature that's reptilian. But besides your basic stuff, your Adam and Eve, I know Indigenous Aboriginals certainly have serpent mythology, not UFOs or aliens, but just serpents that created lakes and rivers. There's lots of mythology with Indigenous Aboriginals. I just want to know where this idea came from, because to me, I remember the series V, and I remember that movie
Oh, they're coming out with a new new series, by the way.
Which I don't mind, because I actually quite like Shh, Tell No One. Before that, in popular culture, did we have stories of reptilians? I know there was some in Africa, but again, it's just it's not necessarily UFO. It's more serpent based.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's you have Sumerians, you have the Aztecs, Mayans. There's countless. In fact, one of the Mayan gods was a reptilian. I cannot tell you the name of the god. It starts with a Q, I think. I'm sorry, I'm not that versed in ancient.
I could spell it, but I won't try to say it.
Yeah. Quantikazi or something like
that? Yeah, let's just skip over it. My Australian and your American interpretation of how to say it, it's not a good thing. So there are reptilian godlike creatures that are supposedly here to dominate humanity. Is that their purpose? So they're wicked, they're naughty.
Well, apparently. I mean, again, they're highly, highly speculative.
Isn't the Queen of England meant to be a reptilian as well? I read that somewhere on ATS.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. No comment.
Okay, so they're the naughty ones, but other than mythology, there's not any, you know, they're not the ones that take you up into outer space and do tests on you. Is that right?
Well, sometimes there is reports of that, but the majority of the time, yeah, you're correct. It actually seems like they appear, based on some reports, to be in control of the Greys.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, it gets kind of deep, and again, it's all speculative, so, but, it's a very interesting story, nonetheless.
So, the interesting thing for me with reptilians is that it's a very a reptile is a very ancient earth kind of earth creature. Excuse me, I was just barked.
At least I know they bark the same down there.
Shush, King, don't be naughty. So you have again, it's this thing, like, I keep harping on it, but it's like people place their interpretation of what a, you know, extraterrestrial, interdimensional, whatever being, based on their understandings from what they see. Why would a creature from a completely different ecosystem in a different planet end up being scaly and lizard-like?
Well, two things. One, what if they're actually from this planet? The inner Earth theory, you know.
Okay, so that would... I'm not
saying I subscribe to any of these. I'm just throwing
you
these
do up. So. I know that you feather your hair like David Icke.
Yeah.
You love him.
Yes. two, you know, I actually do subscribe to this. I'm a believer that what we've seen on evolution on Earth is quite similar to everywhere else. That the basic diversity of life would not be drastic. It would be different, but not so drastically different that we would see very many organisms different than what we see here on similar type planets.
Okay, but I think there's so many organisms. I mean, we still haven't discovered a lot of organisms.
Correct. I'm not saying that. Yeah, and I'm
I mean, the varying of degree of temperature even could vastly change.
Yes.
How a creature would evolve.
As well gravity.
Yeah, exactly. Some of it could be gas-like creatures. I don't know, but,
Well, those aren't fun ones, are they?
No.
We don't care about the gas creatures. We want the...
Are they gas creatures? I'm sure there should be a gas creature somewhere.
Maybe on Star Trek.
On Star Trek, okay. All right. And I think there was one on, what's that really funny cartoon? Futurama. I think they had a gas creature. So reptoids are, you know, they're here to take over the world. We don't know if they're from here or somewhere else. Okay, fine. Let's go on to Pleiadians.
Oh, the other end of the very
So one is scaly and the other one is blonde and blue-eyed.
The other one
which
appears
is me.
To be. Oh, really?
I should be a Palladian. I should dress up as a Palladian and go around the streets and tell people that I'm here to save them from themselves. So they are. When I hear Palladians, I have to admit I do sort of harp back to biblical stories.
Angels?
Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
No, I mean you can go ahead. I was just gonna interject real quick that they are very coincidentally similar to Hitler's perfect race.
Yes, well he was well known to have had an interest in that. I mean he sent out the whole Aryan thing was based on that. That's I think it's common knowledge, isn't it? So the Palladians though, they're Billy Meyer's friends, aren't they?
What about them?
Aren't they Billy Meyer's friends, Palladians?
Probably not. That's probably in all likelihood a hoax.
Well, it is, but he claimed they were Palladians.
Well, I mean, you know, he's. I say probably in all likelihood because, you know, unless he comes out and says that I hoaxed everything, you know, you got to give him at least a 1/1000th of a percent chance.
No. You know what, Billy?
No, not even.
Do you know the one thing I'll give him? Is that the whole area saw something. They saw the supposed beam ship. And what I think he did was just make up a fanciful story around his connection to it.
But what if he was telling the truth?
He wasn't. There's no way. There's no way the dragon, the dinosaur that is from the book, that everything's made up, the lid of the rubbish bins, it's ridiculous. And I think it was, you know, you read his story of the things that he did prior to that he was almost like an Indiana Jones spy. It's an attention-seeking personality.
Yeah, that's obviously. But what I was trying to get at is how we have to be careful of what seemingly very crazy stories we dismiss. Now I know there's a lot of evidence to dismiss the Meyer hoax, and that's why
there is a lot of that, and that's what I'm saying.
I agree, it is a hoax, but yeah. I just feel that some.
I think people in that area did see something. Okay, and I think he created the hoax from that because there were, you know, I think it was a town mayor. There was a whole lot of people who saw the supposed beam ships. They did see something, and I think, you know, we don't know what it was that they saw, but I think from that, because of his personality type, he created this entire fantasy, attention-seeking fantasy. I suppose we're digressing, and you're right, we shouldn't necessarily discount everything, but I think that particular case is so debunked, it's just not.
I wasn't claiming it hasn't. I was just trying to relate that it's best that people give benefit of the doubt to even the craziest cases until they are properly debunked, such as the Meyer case was.
And fair enough. And so he said they were Palladians. So before him, and because I don't know enough about this, who would have claimed, where would he have got the name Palladians? Where did this all come from originally? Was he the first to coin the term Palladian, or did it come? I know we've got the Palladian star system, but I'm just trying to work out where did we decide that these Nordic, Aryan, you know, super beings.
He's the first person I've heard to coin it. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but to my knowledge.
Damn. Okay. So tell me about them. What is their intent? Do they work with, do they dislike the Reptoids? Are they buddies of the Greys? Are they working on their own?
Apparently, come visit us? Apparently they're at war with the Reptoids. Or at least in a stalemate type situation.
And what are they apparently in war over?
Just philosophical issues. You know, they want they want to leave civilizations in peace and have unity, and reptilians up here that just want to dominate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It boils down to good versus evil, and that's why this is such a hard story to swallow. Reptilians.
You see, I don't like that. I don't like that evil is, you scale it. It's such imagery that's put onto this. You know, you've got one that's, you're told to, serpents are evil and demonic, which they're not. If anyone's had a pet snake, they're actually quite lovely. And then your good creatures are fair-headed, angelic, blonde, fair. I don't like that imagery.
Well, maybe y'all, for all I know, maybe the reptilians are good and the Pleiadians are bad.
Mm-hmm. And do you think the Pleiadians exist?
It's possible.
What case or what sighting do you think leads you to think that it is possible? Going back right through to year dot, what do you think that there's validity to their existence?
Well, I mean, there's been a decent bit of reports, a lot too many to name, but they haven't really been well covered by the mainstream of the similar type beings. Ancient stories, biblical stories, and also my own personal information that I acquired from a source back in 1999. So, on top of all that, that's...
Would you be happy to share that little bit of information? You don't need to, divulge your source. But
I have two threads about it on ATS.
Which I, of course, read, but let's, let's pretend I haven't. And for those who haven't read the threads, and tell us about that information that you were given.
It came from an individual who was reportedly in the CIA, PSYOPs, which is... deals with scientific investigations and scientific related items within the Central Intelligence Agency. And
mm-hmm.
Among other things, he stated that yes, the beings that we call the Pleiadians are real and have been here for quite some time. He didn't really get into much great detail about that other than that, and that the stories of them trying to interfere with the Griata Treaty in 1954 are true.
Tell me about that. That was a human gray treaty, is that right?
Yeah, apparently.
Talk to me. The president of the US interfered with every, spoke on behalf of everybody, apparently, is that right? And did a human deal with grays?
Yeah, the Griata Treaty was apparently signed in 1954 by President Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
After he met with a species we call the Grays at Edwards Air Force Base. It was basically stated that in exchange for advanced technology, we would not interfere with them or make it known publicly that they were here and abducting a certain amount of people.
And why did the Pleiadians interfere? What did they do?
Apparently they came and said that they could not be trusted and that they would help us evolve spiritually, but we had to disarm our nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And being it was in the very beginning of the Cold War, obviously we didn't do that.
And who did this story come from?
The story has been published many times. It comes from people who are reportedly at the scene. Yeah, people who were...
The janitor, or the pilot, or the chief interpreter? What people are we talking about?
Well, actually, one of the people who has pushed this quite a bit is Dr. Michael E. Sala. I don't know, you might know him. He graduated from the University of Queensland there in Australia. He's been a very good proponent of it. Apparently, this is what happened. Project Sigma was a project set up to detect radio signals in space, and they reportedly had intercepted alien communication and discovered massive ships in equatorial orbit. And Project Plato was reportedly set up for diplomatic relations. Those are the two key main projects that are heavily associated with this. sources for this. We have a former CIA director, William Kobe, Philip Corso, Charles Suggs, John Lear. People can say what they want about John Lear. Yeah, half of his stuff is probably inflated, but half of it I do believe is true. Basically, it does appear something similar to this could have taken place. It seems highly unlikely that it's a hoax that's still being perpetrated right now, today, so many years later. There's no money being made by it.
And so we basically said, yes, you can take humans and use their ovum and sperm to recreate other creatures in exchange for spaceships and technologies, as opposed to the Palladians who said, no, let's get you to evolve spiritually. Is that right?
Okay. Yes, that is correct. Absolutely correct.
What my question here is why would, if there is a species that's so benevolent, they could bypass the nincompoopery. Which president was it? Eisenhower? Did you say? Who was it? Who did the treaty?
I'm sorry, I did not hear about.
Which president did you say signed the treaty with the Greys?
Eisenhower.
This is what I don't understand, is if there is such a benevolent species as Palladians, they would see that the human collective is of far more import than the desire of one man, Eisenhower, or that one government. And they would be able to find a way to communicate that spiritual development to the human collective, bypassing, not even needing a treaty. There's no requirement for a treaty.
Maybe they are. Maybe they have been passively. I mean, apparently, another thing is that it is not really. It is not proper etiquette, and it's actually forbidden for, and this is going to sound cliche, Star Trek, but apparently this is reportedly some real thing, and that is advanced species do not actively interfere with the less advanced species. And the only reason it does make sense, because the only reason that they did is because another species already did and initiated it. And they tried to.
Okay, wait. Didn't we say that throughout history there's been evidences of Palladians in the Bible?
Yes, and that was.
And that's interesting.
That was passive.
Telling someone to sit there and. No, that's not passive. Sitting there and telling someone to worship and, whatever it is it's been. If you're saying that the Palladians. Well, not you, but people saying Palladians are the angels. That is not passive. That's setting doctrine in place to create a worship system.
Well, see, I think that is passive still, because because look, if you look at the whole doctrine of the Bible and so forth, it is never demanded that anyone follows it. Okay, it is never demanded; it is optional, and you also have to keep in mind that interference
it's demanded.
Is also described as coming down and mechanically helping, giving us all kinds of technology. So if you just like by one person, let's say the Moses incident or Jesus or whatever, and small scale. I mean, I just don't think that.
I would say that the Bible has. I don't like to use the word enslaved, but has indoctrinated generation upon generation.
Because it's been manipulated by humans.
Well, it has, based upon a fear system. And where did that fear system come from? That's if that's what indeed happened. Okay. In my mind, it's pure myth, but if indeed that did happen, sitting, coming down and telling someone 10 commandments, whilst they are excellent commandments to be given, that's huge. That's enormous intervention. So that's going against the whole thing where you're saying that they are like Star Trek. I think that whole premise that Palladians don't interfere is a post-Star Trek philosophy that's come out. Because prior to that era, where you had the concept that, you know, aliens didn't interfere with other species till they went to, what is it, warp drive or something like that, they're technologically advanced enough to know about other aliens. That's certainly not the premise throughout history, because they are very, within mythology, they are very interactive and they are very commanding.
But
they
not
are,
on a large scale.
Well, the Judaic texts are the basis for not just Judaism, but for Christianity and Islam. And you're covering off a massive scale. Massive. Absolutely massive scale.
Correct, but it started on a small scale. Nothing, again, nothing was forced. Something very small was indoctrinated into a small group of people, and it was...
No. Islamic texts were... Muhammad was taken, some people say, via Krupp to Jerusalem and up to heaven. And that's been quite disrespectful for me even saying that, and I don't mean it to be, because they do actually believe it was angelic and God's purpose that did that, so that's fair enough. Let them think that.
It's more likely that it was a UFO than it was God.
And that's okay, and you're welcome to think that. Whoever wants to think that thinks that. But you know, in their Quran, you do have to convert. It's not a matter of that it was done small scale. It was, people were told, and same with Christianity. It's, Judaism's the only one that's different. They don't have to go out and convert people. So you say it's done small scale. I would probably disagree, because that the premise behind Christianity and Islam is to get as many, not the premise, but one of the premises is to get as many people following that particular collective belief. That's possible. So I would disagree with you, JK, and I hate to do that. That it's
that's perfectly fine. I would hope
that it was a small scale interaction. I would say it's far reaching. Right down to 2,000 years later, 1,500 years later, whatever it is for Islam. Basically, the world is a complete mess of it to this day. And there is nothing non-intrusive about that. That's if, in fact, it was done by Palladians.
Yeah. And
we're basically on a premise that may...
Yeah, we
most likely not have taken place, but you know, if we are saying that they are listed throughout history, and these are the places that they're listed, we're saying that they actually were quite involved in human history, very much so involved in human history, and I don't see that any different to reptoid or grey or whatever. That's intervention. Either way, you look at it, tell someone to worship them or act a certain way, that's intervention.
Yeah. It certainly is, and like you said, you know, that's even if all this is even true anyway. So
philosophizing on, you know, we're discussing something that is, you know,
not even been proven,
and so beyond anything I normally go into discuss and argue. But we're talking about things that are highly unlikely, and if they were likely, well, we don't know enough about it, so. That's that. But I would say, for me, I'm bringing that up because I really feel there is that whole, with Palladians, that whole mythology around white fear is good. And I was just trying to highlight, well, hang on a sec, it's not that great. I mean, yes, they may say that they want us to develop spiritually, but that's not necessarily what I've seen.
It's a difficult subject matter all the way around, from what we just discussed, the highly speculative and philosophical, to the more concrete physical, such as some of the great cases like the Mansfield, Ohio, Roswell, Height 611, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. Okay, Jacko, we'll leave our chat there on beasties, outer space creatures and beasties 101 there. And look forward to talking to you about Dulce Base next. Thanks a lot, buddy.